Well, here we are again. We're back again on the Barden Report. This is Republic Broadcasting from Round Rock in Texas. And PJ Barden is my name. And we're here today, wet day again here in the UK. What's new? On this Saturday, the 22nd of October, 2016. And as I said, which makes it just 64 days to Christmas, 9 weeks. But much more importantly, 45 days to the presidential election, on which everything in this station and myself stands for, is hanging on. There is no doubt about it. I can still hear that background music, sir. Okay. I'm hoping you hear me. As I say, never before has so much hung on an election. And I've been watching elections from the age of 12, well over 50 years now, and watching all the carry-on of this election. And it is truly terrifying, the options, if Hillary Clinton gets this control of the White House. As they say, it's not negative and stupid to say it's all over. It's just all over. God help America, where it will descend into. I think it'll descend into tyranny, because what that woman stands for, and this disgusting, vile, poisonous, massive 96% of the media owned by six companies, totally 100% not just supporting her, lying, cheating, and stealing information, and running a propaganda war which would be second only to Stalin and Honecker's Germany. I have never seen it, and I've been watching elections for many, many years, and been involved in elections, managing campaigns, getting people elected to parliament, which I've done, and being in campaigns in four countries. But this is the most vile, poisonous attack on the American people, effectively, because the media are not interested in the truth. The mainstream media are an absolute disgrace in America. It's pretty weak and gutless across the world these last number of years, because journalists are largely paid to they write to order. But the carry-on so far is just absolutely shocking. There's no doubt about it. And that's still what I'm going to deal with today, and probably up to the election, because everything we're trying to do on this program, on the headers, or we're dealing with SSRIs, GMOs, the police state, etc., Agenda 21, and fracking, all the rest of it. Every one of those things, the champion of these horror stories is Hillary Clinton. She represents Monsanto, the Wall Street banks, Goldman Sachs, and everything that's disgusting in society, including partial birth abortions, etc. She represents it. I mean, can people basically figure out, even the most non-political person, look at this creature, and then the stuff, admittedly, Trump has been stupid about this carry-on with these bimbo women that hang around high society, and I have no regard for them, because they put themselves about. But a caller last week was saying that she wouldn't trust her children with them. It's not a matter of that. It's high society and too much money. But Trump is the only candidate in 50 years, I'm repeating myself, I know, who has nailed out very clearly the key factors attacking America and what he stands for and what he's going to do about it. Never has there been a candidate like him, with all his faults. And he's plenty of faults. That's for sure. But today, I have several articles to read. I've put a fair bit of effort in putting them together, quoting Michael Schneider and Mike Adams in laying out the facts of this election, which is quite terrifying. And also, I'll come to later on, Russia Today, which is an outstanding, broadstream, very fair-minded news organization in America, Europe, Russia, obviously, and Britain, and I've been watching it for years, and the UK Royal Bank of Scotland has frozen its bank account. It's going to freeze it in a few weeks, saying that it doesn't want to continue with them. Now, this is the gutless nature of Theresa May. Admittedly, she's a big improvement on David Cameron, but this gutless act of carrying out the policy of the State Department. This proves Britain doesn't have a foreign policy, apart from dealing with Brexit, which is hitting it like a like a tsunami. And the British Civil Service, who took part in this election and told appalling lies and are proven 100% wrong, are now scrambling to put together a negotiation to get out of the European Union. But the joke is, we don't need a negotiation to get out of the European Union. In Brexit in Britain, we can just negotiate with them and just walk away from the table and say, right, we'll revert to WTO status, which means we might suffer 10% tariffs, but already the pound has dropped 20%. It was overvalued anyway. And so exporters have a 20% in the bag advantage, and it won't improve much on that. And there's something else horrendous coming up. I haven't got a piece specifically on it, I don't think, today. But as of next January, the dollar loses its status as the world reserve currency. Now, most people don't know what that means. It means that a basket of currencies, or possibly the renminbi, the Chinese currency, becomes the reserve currency of the world, and the dollar loses it. And this is why this saber-rattling and warfare mentality is coming out of John Kerry and Obama. But separately, this is what a very clever Russian analyst has said recently. There's three different Americas operating at the moment. The State Department, the Pentagon, Obama and his apparatchiks have three different policies. And it never was so uncertain. During the Cold War, things were very black and white about what was going on. But now it's total confusion, tyranny, and propaganda. I coined the phrase way back, I think, modern politicians run on the basis of government by press release. Actually doing something, knowing how to do something, knowing how to get control of a government department, they just don't know how to do it. The secret permanent government is there all the time. But Michael Schneider is writing in this article here, if Donald Trump wins the election, it will be the biggest miracle in U.S. political history. Absolutely. And he's writing this literally yesterday. Are we about to see the largest election day miracle of all time? Because as I will show you, in this article, that is precisely what it is going to take in order for Donald Trump to win. Before I go any further, I want to make it exceedingly clear that I am not saying what the outcome will be on November 8th. As I recently told a national television audience, I do not know who is going to win. In this article, I am simply going to examine the poll numbers and the electoral map as they currently stand. But in this bizarre election, things can literally change overnight, and it is entirely possible that we could still have another October surprise or two before it is said and done. Oh, we absolutely will. Scandal upon scandal and political stunt and maybe a false flag terrorism event. God knows what these creatures will do to stay in power. Because Clinton represents the Illuminati. Everything that the world is in uprising about across Europe, this anti-TPP movement, which is quite legitimate, one of the most legitimate organizations ever across the world, in Europe, the anti-immigration overrunning, the disruption in the Middle East, Clinton represents that 100%. It's not hard to see the choice in this election. But people vote for petty reasons. I've known that for years and years and years, from the age of 12 when I started looking at elections. People are so childish and full of crap. And as I said before, analysing poll numbers, polls in the United States are 90% just crap. They're designed to manipulate public opinion, not to inform public opinion. And they're all either internet-based or phone-based. And the rejection rate of phone calling in the United States is in the high 80%. So, and as regards this, they're all disgusting, ABC, NBC, CBS. But CNN has to be the most vile, lying scum on the planet. There's no doubt about it. The Clinton News Network. The barefaced lies they tell is just shocking. And they call themselves journalists. But I've not often lost for words, but it's breathtaking to see this stuff coming out of CNN. And then the BBC, who should know a lot better and still has pretty much higher standards, but is infiltrated with political correctness, is aping and quoting some of these schmucks on CNN. And Kathy Kay doing the coverage the other night, they're quoting all this kind of crap. And another White House shill, posturing premier, John Sopel, is the current BBC man in the White House, you know, these White House correspondents. And he hasn't a bull's notion of what's going on the ground in America, really. And they're just quoting the news organizations. I mean, they're fed news. The BBC correspondents and journalists today are fed the news like factory chickens are fed grain and they puke it out the other end. That's about as best as I can put it without swearing here. It's just disgusting. But anyway, Schneider is saying here, without a doubt, Donald Trump desperately needs something to move the needle. He sure does, because if the election was held today, Hillary Clinton would almost certainly win. What we have witnessed so far during the 2016 election season has been absolutely unprecedented. Just consider some of the things that we have seen up to this point in time, he says. We have never had a bigger October surprise than the release of the lewd audio tape from 11 years ago, which Donald Trump claimed to grope women without their consent. I mean, that was crass. He lost probably 10 points on that revelation alone. We have never seen the mainstream media openly attack a presidential candidates as much as they have attacked Donald Trump. In the past, the big mainstream news outlets at least tended to be fair and balanced, but this year they have completely discarded all notions of objectivity. They should be completely and utterly ashamed of themselves, and no matter who wins the election, they will never be able to get their integrity back. Well, I hope not. A total clear out. If Trump loses, he's going to set up a news organization. I hope it won't be called Trump, but a genuine news organization manned by a truly legitimate journalist. I'd love to see Paul Craig Roberts heading up an organization like that. We will be getting somewhere then. But as I say, moving on to this article, we have also never, Schneider is saying here, we have also never seen a major party at war with itself this close to a presidential election. It has been said that a house divided against itself will surely fall, and the whole host of prominent Republican leaders have been openly attempting to sabotage Trump campaign. Well, John McCain, who is an arch criminal, has openly supported Hillary Clinton. He's working in tandem with her for years anyway. What's new? If Donald Trump is able to overcome all of these factors, it truly will be a miracle of biblical proportions. I absolutely agree. And it's as it stands at the moment, however, the numbers we're looking at are quite ominous for Trump. Right now, the Real Clear Politics average of national polls has Hillary Clinton ahead by 6.2%. Most political experts consider that to be an insurmountable lead at this stage in the game. But even if Trump can close the gap and pull ahead, I don't know what he's quoting these polls for, because the polls are rigged in the first instance. I don't know. I'd love to see what polling internally the Trump organization is doing itself. I talk about talking to people on the street with a clipboard and pen. That's the only way to poll people. But anyway, saying, but even if Trump can close this gap and pull ahead, that does not mean that he will win the election. In fact, Trump could beat Clinton by millions of votes nationally and still lose. That's because it's the Electoral College. And he goes on to say, in order to win the election, one candidate has to get to 270 electoral votes, and on the latest Real Clear Politics election map, 262 electoral votes are being projected to go to Hillary Clinton, 160 electoral votes are being projected to go to Donald Trump, and 112 electoral votes are in a toss-up category. That's very serious. So unless something drastically changes, Donald Trump is essentially going to have to run the table in all of the closely contested states in order to win, and mathematically odds of that happening are extremely slim. Let's take a closer look at this. The first thing that Donald Trump is going to have to do in order to get 270 electoral college votes is to win all of the states that Mitt Romney won in 2012. That would give him 206 out of 270. Unfortunately, it looks like that may be very difficult to do. Romney won North Carolina, but the six most recent polls have all Clinton ahead in that state. Romney also won Arizona, but the most recent poll to be taken there has Clinton ahead by 5 points. But again, which poll is he quoting? But for a moment, let's assume that Trump can win all of the states that Romney won. On top of that, there are four other states that Trump must win. One, Trump must win Florida, 29 electoral votes. Without Florida, Trump has no realistic path to the 270 winning post. So on election night, if it is announced that Trump has lost Florida, you might as well turn off your television and go to bed, because Trump is going to lose the election. Unfortunately for Trump, four recent major surveys all show Trump down by 4 points in the Sunshine States. Number two, he's giving these reasons. Trump must win Ohio's 18 electoral votes. No Republicans ever won the presidency without winning Ohio. And the two most recent major surveys show that Trump and Clinton are tied in these states. Number three, Trump must win Iowa, 6 electoral votes. Fortunately for Trump, most recent surveys show him actually leading in Iowa. But it's the number 4. Trump must win Nevada, 6 electoral votes. And he goes on and on and on. These, I won't read them all out. But he's going through this in meticulous form. Anyway, he said, he's going on to Utah. He's talking about Evan McMullen. Evan McMullen, I don't know what his, in Utah, and it turns out that even Evan McMullen is a Mormon. Oh, yeah. Well, the Mormon vote traditionally splits 50-50, my understanding. But many Mormons believe that a Mormon will be elected president someday when the U.S. Constitution hangs like a thread. Well, they had their chance the last time and it didn't work. That's because the Bible churches would never, never, never vote for a Mormon. Absolutely not. That's what swung it. They actually stayed at home. According to this belief, this Mormon president will turn the country around and all sorts of wonderful things will start to happen. Many Mormons thought that Mitt Romney was going to be this president, but now Evan McMullen has become the target of these expectations. I don't know what he's talking about this for. So how in the world could Evan McMullen become president? Well, their plan is to have Evan McMullen win Utah, and that could potentially keep both Donald Trump. I didn't know there was a fifth candidate, but this article that's coming around peculiarly. Keep Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton from both getting to 270 electoral votes. If the election is super close, if that happens, the election would be thrown into the House of Representatives. It is being projected that the House will still be controlled by the Republicans after this election, and so the choice would come down to either Trump or McMullen. And those back McMullen believe that he would have a realistic shot at the scenario. I know all of this sounds very strange, but this is actually being discussed around family dinner tables in Utah as we speak. And in recent days, Evan McMullen, this character, I haven't heard of him before, has been soaring in Utah. One recent survey shows Trump with 1 point lead over McMullen, and another recent survey actually shows McMullen leading Trump. Well, he sounds like a spoiler candidate to hand it to Hillary Clinton. That's what that sounds like to me. So Trump could pull off a miracle and do everything else that he needs to. You get 270 electoral votes, and Utah could end up messing up everything for him. Absolutely. In addition, it is also very important to keep in mind that Trump could actually get all of the legitimate votes that he needs to win and still have it stolen from him by the electoral fraud. Well, they're lining up 4 million illegals to vote for Hillary Clinton, and then the Diebold voting machines, which are known to be rigged in the software. It was 10 years ago that was known to this, and they're still using the machines. So who is running anything in America? It's run by criminality, top to bottom. We're living under a multi-layered criminal syndicate worldwide, but especially in America. Are you starting to see, he says here, why I would consider this to be the biggest miracle of American political history? Sure, he's right about that. If Donald Trump actually overcomes all of these factors and wins the election, and we don't have to wait until November 8 to get some indications about how the vote is going to go. Early voting is already taking place in some states, and so far the signs are not encouraging for the Trump campaign. The following comes from CNN. Let's see what this joke is about. Democrats early, I think he's talking about postal voting, is he? Democrat early turnout has stayed steady in North Carolina compared to 2012, while Republicans have dropped by about 14,500. In Nevada, Democrats have a smaller early voting deficit today, and they did at this point, as they did in 2012. And Democrats are slightly ahead in Arizona. Anyway, we're going through different states here. But I'll just sum up this article by Schneider. He said it'd take a miracle on the situation. And Trump, the biggest cleanup he has to do is his own mouth. He's got himself into trouble. And that last debate was so disappointing. He lost several opportunities to attack Clinton. And she was, whatever drug she was on, was boosted, sounded stronger. Her microphone was stronger. He has a very weak voice. And he goes into these childlike storytelling syndromes, which, as Bill Deagle said, he has slightly Asperger's syndrome, and it's very clear that he has that as well. And it said, if Hillary Clinton seizes the White House, this is Mike Adams writing this, it will be illegitimate, null and void, theft of power. But anyway, we've come down to the first break, and we should be back in 3 minutes or so.
or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, you've heard of HGH, right? Human growth hormone? Well, actually, it's very important because it affects the way we look and feel. Remember the name Seromax HGH, S-E-R-O-M-A-X. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor. Human growth hormone is known as a hormone produced by our anterior pituitary glands in the brain. As we grow older, those levels decline. And by age 40, nearly everyone is deficient in HGH. And many of the diseases we associate with aging can be traced to those declining levels of HGH. Thankfully, there's help. Visit SeromaxHGH.com and learn about Seromax HGH. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor containing specialized growth factors and nutrients scientifically shown to help increase the levels of HGH in your bloodstream. Plus, Seromax HGH has zero known negative side effects. Visit SeromaxHGH.com. SeromaxHGH.com. Get moving and join the growing list of satisfied customers who've discovered Seromax HGH.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Again, and we're continuing on about today, specifically the election. What else can we possibly cover? There's so much hanging on this election for everybody around the world, here in the UK as well. And I come to a story later on about this non-foreign policy of the UK, where they're following the State Department and the warfare, this hidden little warfare between America against Britain for voting for Brexit. And they're attacking the European Union. Well, why not? But on one thing, the European Union is right. They're trying to get these American multinationals like Apple, Google, and Starbucks to pay tax, which they've paid no tax through all sorts of illegal finagling of the tax systems. But and now the other thing, there's a very sharp and serious point with me. I've written a few articles on it. But this thing where there's no transaction tax in Wall Street or the London Stock Exchange. I mean, there's like so many trillion dollars a day transactions with no transaction tax. I mean, it's disgraceful. And the world, another article on the list of articles here today that I didn't get to last week, there's $155 trillion of debt in the world. There's 2.5 times more debt than there is money in the world. And this German bank, Deutsche Bank, which is outrageous and an absolute monument to the incompetence and stupidity of Angela Merkel, who got away with this image of being intelligent because she keeps her mouth shut and she doesn't speak English very well. But this bringing 1.5 million immigrants into Germany is destroying Germany and Europe, and she's let this Deutsche Bank accumulate 42 trillion euros of derivative debt. That's insured loan debt, which is 14 times the size of the GDP of Germany. How about that? Imagine a German situation to that. Who, they're very good managers of most things, Germany. But it's absolutely beyond words where we're living in this insane world of criminal syndicates. That's where we're living under. But just go on to Mike Adams' version of that column. Michael Schneider isn't planning to go into forensic detail, but he's wrong in terms of quoting. I hope, and I'm sure he hopes himself he's wrong, but to quote these, excuse me, I got a cough. Excuse me. He is quoting this, the polls. The polls in America are bent. So we're hoping the polls are very, very wrong, as have been all over Europe, because they're relying on the same techniques because they're owned by American companies. Now, nearly all the polling companies in Britain are owned by American polling companies. And that's, they've been caught out badly trying to manipulate the Brexit election there. Nigel Farage, you probably saw on several interviews with Fox, and that on the morning of the Brexit vote, they were claiming that the Remain side was ahead by 10%. What a load of crap. And before that unfortunate young MP, shocking murder of Joe Cox, the Remain side were nearly 10% ahead. Sorry, the Leave side were nearly 10% ahead. But her death collapsed the poll. But if the vote was taken today, considering all the expose of the lies of the Remain side, it'll be carried 60-40 to Leave. The only crap that's going on here is this endless argument of what a Brexit negotiation should be. But anyway, Mike Adams is saying here, if Hillary Clinton seizes the White House, it will be an illegitimate, null and void theft of power, democracy obliterated, and America in a failed state. Now, there are people who are too precious to vote. One of them on last week, you know what I'm talking about? I guess Jenna, you have to vote in this election. You have to vote. Otherwise, you're part of the destruction of America if you don't vote. There is a choice. There is a real choice. In a little or over 2 weeks, we're going to find out whether we have a country anymore. If Hillary Clinton seizes the White House, she will preside over an illegitimate, illegal dictatorship that was seized through massive fraud, collusion, and corruption on an unprecedented level. Without all of the fraud, collusion, and corruption, Hillary Clinton would have been indicted for criminal violations on national security. She would be down 20 points in the polls, and the media wouldn't be covering up all her crimes and failures. Without the collusion, Hillary Clinton wouldn't have known all. Have known all the TV debate questions. Yeah, she was given the questions in advance, and again, that's getting very little coverage as well. And she has an earpiece behind her ear, not in her ear, behind her ear, which is the modern version of those. The voter panels wouldn't have been coached by Clinton operatives to regurgitate rehearsed comments, and the official media polls wouldn't have been rigged to construct an appearance of widespread Clinton support. But anyway, sorry, we've coming up to the second break at the bottom of the hour, and we should be back in about 3 minutes.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Back in again, and we're just discussing again this election and this virtual criminal stealing of an election that's going on. It's very clear what's going on, and I like you could compare to Banana Republic, as a judge did in Britain when he was examining the voting registration electoral roll in Birmingham about 10 years ago, and he found that the postal voting thing, which is outrageously open to abuse in Britain, he said it would do justice to a Banana Republic. But that was never properly, nor what they should have done, is cancel the voting electoral register completely in Birmingham, the biggest local authority in Europe, and start again. And again, in the warehouses, it was found that Pakistanis and Muslims had thousands of votes that they were filling in, have been collected from flatland Birmingham, and were voting for the Labour Party. And of course, Labour governments have done precisely nothing about that. And they are the most corrupt. The Labour Party in Britain over voting, and in America, the Democrats, there's regions rigged in the electoral areas by the Republicans, and certainly there's, across all the parties, there's criminality. But the criminality of Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party, like their own primary system, is a breathtaking joke how it's rigged, and the super delegates, and poor old Bernie Sanders, like or dislike him, he was completely robbed. Although he actually, on the ground, he had enough supports to win the nomination for the presidency. And it would have been a much more straightforward contest between him and Trump. I don't think the American electorate would have voted for socialism, hardcore socialism, but it would have been far more. But it was completely stolen. But it says here, again, Mike Adams writing this, every element of this election is so rigged, so illegal, and so fraudulent that if Hillary Clinton wins this vote, the presidency of the United States will be null and void. As WikiLeaks actually stated this in this tweet, there is no U.S. election. There is power consolidation. Rigged primary, rigged media, rigged Pied Piper candidate drives the consolidation. Sadly, it is so difficult to disagree with this assessment at Zero Hedge, that an establishment establishment Democratic candidate could endure an extended FBI investigation in which multiple federal laws were clearly and intentionally broken, and clear evidence of corruption and collusion between the FBI, Mr. Comey, the State Department, that's pay to play, you contribute to the Clinton Foundation if you want to talk to the State Department under Hillary Clinton when she was there, is mind-boggling. Throw in the evidence from WikiLeaks clearly linking the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, to criminal efforts to incite violence at rallies, at Trump rallies, numerous examples of pay-to-play activities at the Clinton Foundation, etc. Donald Trump should reject the results of a fraudulent stolen election. And he was right to say that the other night. And Chris Wallace creeping around like the creep he is, putting that question in, knowing what's going to go on. He's part of it, that this election is going to be stolen. All this explains why Donald Trump should openly and firmly reject the results of a fraudulent election. It is not anti-democratic to do so. By the way, when your opponent despises democracy and has rigged the entire election from the start to obliterate democratic principles, what's clear right now is that Democrats hate democracy. They despise their own voters. In the Latino vote and the African American vote, they absolutely despise them. They just want them trapped in social welfare. They despise a free and fair election because they don't trust the voters to elect Democrats unless massive fraud is involved. This demonstrates, by the way, just how much the Democrats know their own leaders are hated by the voters. It's also why Democrats can never run for office by telling the truth of what they plan to do. Case in point. Hillary's ridiculous claim that she will not add a penny to the national debt. I mean, she couldn't tell the truth by accident. And these soft questions they ask her at press conference. In her campaign, she ran 200 and something like 265 days without giving a press conference. Well, number one, for one reason, she doesn't want to be questioned. And number two, she suffers seizures if there's flash cameras or loud noises. To seize the White House and put Hillary Clinton in power, Democrats have abandoned every principle of their fair elections, invoking a win-at-all-cost strategy that thrusts their party leaders and opponents into a category of lawless tyrants and third-world dictators running a criminal cabal. To Democrats, laws don't matter. Fairness doesn't matter. Even democracy doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is seizing power by any means, even if it involves hiring people to violently assault Trump supporters at rallies, etc., etc. As Selwyn Duke writes in The New American, Trump should not accept the results of a possibly stolen election. This is what I thought. Anyway, until Hillary Clinton, James Comey, Loretta Lynch, Bill Clinton, and other corrupt Democrats operatives are behind bars, America does not have a legitimate federal government. One of the very best reasons to vote for Donald Trump, and perhaps the most important reason of all, is because he promises to seek criminal investigations of the most lawless operatives in Obama-Clinton regime of government. Until America drains the swamp and wrests the criminal slag out of the halls of power in Washington, D.C., we cannot move forward as a nation that claims to respect the law of the law. The outrageous lawlessness of the Clintons and their entire Democratic establishment, Democratic Party, must be brought to an end by we the people. If it cannot be brought to an end at the ballot box, I have no doubt that the concerned citizens will find other ways to take back their country from the criminals of Washington. Well, they're going to have a hell of a job. I can tell you, folks, it's all over. bar revolution in America on November 8th if Clinton wins. Right now, voting for Donald Trump is the last and best hope to prevent America from being seized by a criminal cabal of deep corruption and runaway lawlessness that has infected every institution in our land, across, including the BLM and everything else in America, and the Dun & Bradstreet registered corporations and courts, etc., etc., across every branch of government. Should this effort be thwarted by the criminal conspiracy of the Clintons, the media, the FBI, the DOJ, and all the other co-conspirators involved in all of this, America ceases to become a nation of law and plunges into the third world dictatorship status. Absolutely. It will. Beware of the intense destructive evil that will fester out of a powerful, centralized political establishment which realizes it is above the law. Something else is happening, folks, in January. I only discovered this about 2 days ago. Because of all the different international settlement dates for the Bank of International Settlements and different laws to do with world banking, the G20 and all the rest, and these things are never discussed by journalists. January 1st this year is the deciding point whereby the IMF are going to remove the U.S. dollar as the reserve currency of the world, the world's reserve currency. It'll cease to be the dollar. Now, that could cause havoc. Jim Rickards is talking about this in a special audio he put out over the internet, and he's pretty good, Jim Rickards, I have to say, and he's a gold and silver specialist, but there could be absolute havoc in January regarding the dollar ceasing to be the world reserve currency, and that has not been covered at all by any financial journalist worth a damn. And it's another massive, massive situation that's occurring. Anyway, I should get out the phone number to phone in. If you have something truly unique to add to this, it's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If you have something to add to all this gargantuan criminality we're describing here. Just give my screen back up. And it's up again here. I repeat this thing again. Beware of the intense destructive evil that will fester out of powerful centralized political establishment which realizes it is above the law. As Hillary Clinton seizes the White House, the message to all elite leftist power brokers will be obvious. We can get away with anything. Oh, yeah. Free range criminality. They will realize they can commit any crime they want. And the media will cover up their crimes while the FBI excuses their actions with contorted legal immunities and whitewashed explanations. They will be above the law, and we will know that they control every institution in government, effectively granting themselves absolute power and absolute immunity. Well, the fact that Comey is allowed to continue as head of the FBI, considering he was in HSBC, at the pinnacle of the money laundering scandal in HSBC, and he's been involved in the Clintons, with the Clintons, and he didn't do anything about Loretta Lynch, secret meeting. Well, it's no longer a secret meeting with Bill Clinton at the tarmac of an airport in Arizona, and then agreeing not to prosecute Hillary Clinton. I mean, this is absolutely banana Republican stuff. When in the history of the world has the concentration of absolute power into the hands of the few ever turned out well for the populace? That's a bleeding obvious question. It is a vast understatement to remind you that this is the most dangerous time in the entire history of our nation since the American Revolution. Once the Democrats realize they have absolute power with zero accountability, there will be death squads to seek out and murder their political opponents. Well, we've FEMA building these FEMA camps and have been for the last 5, 6, 10 years. Websites critical to the Clinton regime will be seized and silenced. People who speak out against the regime will find themselves indicted by the IRS and instigated by the FTC and arrested by the DEA after drugs are planted in their homes. What the Obama regime has already done to Julian Assange, the Clinton regime will do to Rush Limbaugh, Michael Savage, Alex Jones, and the alternative media. Now, at this point, I just point out what I reference to last week. Google have a piece of outrageous software called Jigsaw, Google Jigsaw, which is designed to destroy the alternative media by entrapping them and taking extracts out of context and 100 other things. And it has a sister organization. It's not a software piece, but it's a reporting system on YouTube called Heroes, where they're encouraging young people to report anything they think is obnoxious, not acceptable comments. And the young people who don't understand politics anyway. And there's a parallel system operating blatant censorship on Facebook, operated by the Israeli Mossad. I mean, it's sick beyond words. But a boycott of Google and YouTube and these things needs to be done, and that'll be a major part of operations, I think, in the new year. He said, the prisons, I said, under this Clinton-type regime, the prisons will be filled with political enemies of the regime in power, and then to clear out the prisons, the mass murders will begin, piece by piece. The corrupt Democrats will become the Fourth Reich, murdering their political enemies, demanding absolute obedience, PC thought control, raising their rhetoric to levels of psychological insanity that hasn't been witnessed since the days of Adolf Hitler. And sometime during this, the armed American people will realize they have nothing more to lose, and they will almost certainly pick up their rifles, march on Washington, and lay it all on the line. Well, this is where I say to people like Mike Adams and Michael Schneider, we're talking about an urban, suburban race of people, consumer society, who are not organized in any way, shape, or form, and not even the militias are organized, and 100,000 troops can deal with millions of people. And without firing a shot, if they turn off the power, the food supply, and the water, they have corralled you. You're done for. You're absolutely done for. So it'll be an appalling situation. The only good news in all of this is that Democrats hate firearms, which means they won't be able to put up much of a fight if all of this plunges into kinetic action. In other words, if Americans devolves into a shooting war, open revolution, or armed revolt, there's no question that the gun owners win. Well, if they're organized. And they're finishing off Mike Adams' article. Why do you think Obama and Clinton have been desperately trying to take away guns from all the citizens? Why do you think all the talk about gun control never suggests the government itself should be disarmed? No, gun control isn't about reducing gun violence. It's about monopolizing the power of gun violence. Well, it's come out in the last month that these massive killing spree that's going on in Chicago, that people have found crates of arms being dumped in deprived areas, being given to these criminals. So, Rob Emanuel, what's his name? Rob Emanuel, what's he doing? Destroying Chicago? And then on the basis that this is going too far, a gun grab. But, and there's more and more stuff here. I've read too much stuff out about Clinton about Hillary Clinton wants to serve as a suicide cult leader for the first chapter of the destruction of America. Well, she's that anyway. Good thing she believes in. It's stronger together. It means stronger as a criminal cabal, the Clinton Foundation. And something like, is it $400 million that was stolen from the Haiti Rescue Fund? And again, the media won't touch that with a barge pole. Anyway, the trick, you're talking about the debate here that went on the other night. Trick debate question from Chris Wallace proves the election result will be stolen. On the night of November 8th, here's why Trump must challenge the tests of power in America. And absolutely, Trump was right to say he will decide whether he accepts the result or not. But the most likely 4 million illegals will have voted illegally in the election. But excuse me. If the American masses were just a little bit more awkward, they could see all of this without hesitation. The scripting of the debate questions to push a narrative of actual conspiracy to steal the U.S. election is blatantly obvious. Remember, during the second debate, when CNN's Anderson Cooper repeatedly asked Trump if he had ever inappropriately touched women, the entire purpose of that question was to set up the engineered publicity of women who would make numerous accusations against him, Trump, many of which have been completely debunked, as Trump correctly stated. In last night's debate, Fox News, Chris Wallace laid out the preamble to what is going to be the wholesale theft of the election on November 8th. His question, paraphrased, was, Donald Trump, will you accept the election result on November 8th? It was a loaded question, of course. What he was really asking is, if you state it accurately, is the following. It's a convoluted way of writing this. Donald Trump, if the Clinton corruption machine of massive voter fraud, wholesale media bias, backroom dealing, making with the FBI, and stage coordinated violence at your rallies manages to allow the Democrats to steal this election in a non-democratic way, will you surrender immediately and stop fighting for America? Yeah, that's what that's what they want. That's what they believe Trump should do. Trump's answer was no. It was all set up for the media barrage to attack Trump. Get a grip, folks. Debate questions are not asked because the moderators are genuinely curious what the candidate think. Debate questions are chosen in advance to stage the conditions for a mass media assault on Trump in the days following the debate. Absolutely. The entire point of the will you accept the election results question was to set Trump up for the pre-planned media barrage that you are seeing today, which absurdly accuses Trump of abandoning democracy, even as Hillary Clinton is quite obviously engaged in a massive vote fraud, corruption, and real conspiracy at every level. As is typical with dishonest, corrupt Democrats, they now screaming accusations at Trump, accusing him of doing the exact same thing they are doing themselves. Anyway, we're coming up to the last break of the hour, and we should be back in a few minutes.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Okay, it again. But there's a number of articles describing how corrupt the system is. It's just breathtaking. And not to mention the diebold voting machines. Why any country would allow people to use electronic machines? As I said before, in the UK here, it's the ballot paper and the ballot box. That's it. And it's 99% safe and correct. I've been an election agent at counts here for UKIP. And it's pretty, the votes are counted immediately. You can vote from 7 in the morning to 10 at night. You never have to queue to vote, virtually never, in a country of 66 million people, with a register of 48 million voters, I think it is. You just don't have to queue, but I was shocked to see in Denver in 1992 when I was there, went up to the polling booth with a friend of mine who had a vote. I did not vote, obviously, but it was about a half, three quarters of an hour to queue up around the school and go in and vote in a most torturous procedure. They made it so difficult. And again, it's the system is rotten. Rotten, rotten, rotten. And one article here, just in these last few minutes of this hour, I'll read it because we come on to the RT account being suspended by the banks in a minute. Donald Trump believes in health freedom, not government dictates. He will obviously get rid of this mandatory vaccine that he gets in. Millions of Americans have convinced themselves they don't really have much of a choice for a president in this election. But when it comes to health freedom and the right to choose medical treatments, that couldn't be further from the point. Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton co-owned and is co-opted by the same corporate media interests in pharmaceuticals, deny us the right to choose alternative treatments, cannabis, and naturopathic health medicine solutions. While the Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is not. In fact, he has made it a point throughout his campaign to remind voters that his candidacy is not being bought and paid for with corporate dollars, especially not big pharma and big medicine. Absolutely. For her part, Clinton has pretended that she will rein in big pharma companies that have a tendency to overcharge patients. Well, one of them this week put up a tablet solution for taking lead. I don't know how it does it out of water. They put the price up 7,000%. That's an article. I just don't have it at hand here. That's how criminal regarding these Flint, Michigan situations with poisonous water. 7,000% was the increase for this product. In this briefing from September 2015, Clinton allowed to drug companies profits $80 to $90 billion annually. $80 to $90 billion. I mean, they're criminal. I did the first few programs I did on this Barden report in November, December last. It took me nearly an hour to read out the criminal convictions of the pharmaceutical industry, and they were fined billions of dollars, some of them, and they're still operating. What kind of insanity is that? It's excuse me again. As she said, she believes that we need to hold drug companies accountable to lower drug costs, really. But again, that's for the election. She was caught saying on a tape recently that she has her public utterances and she has her corporate utterances, and she's owned and run by Wall Street. She didn't say that, but she is, obviously. I hear the background music coming up, and I think... owned and operated by Big Pharma. In a subsequent briefing a year ago, she described dramatic price increases for drugs that have been on the market for years, like the 400% increase in costs of EpiPens. Well, we know there's somebody following her around an EpiPen for all her ailments. But I can't hear that music sound, but I think we're going to a break. Yeah. And we should be back in a few minutes. Okay.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.